Hey guys, welcome to the All Things MMA podcast. It is Thursday, 1st of October. Jesus, it's October. It's been a fast year. How are you doing, Chris?
Yeah, not too bad, man. I take it you'll be doing sober October, will you?
Yeah, for today.
One day again.
Yeah, I think I've managed okay today. I was actually just about to pour myself a whiskey 2 seconds ago, so that is a lie.
To be honest with you, I'm absolutely gasping, but we've started, so I'm committed to the podcast.
Yeah. What are you thinking of the new setup? We've got the logo in the corner.
That's pretty cool.
That's a bit better. It's only $22 a month. Don't know what the conversion rate is. What did you think of the fights of the weekend? I just watched them back today at the gym. Jesus.
What fights? I mean, the missus thought I was frigging insane. I actually was watching two events at once. I was watching Cage Warriors and I was watching Bellator, and then I had the UFC build up and stuff like that coming on as well. It was awesome. I was in my absolute element, and my Wi-Fi was almost struggling to keep up because I had the Bellator on YouTube, and then I had the Cage Warriors on Fight Pass. And then I was on my TV, one on my iPad, one on TV, and then I had the build up to the Izzy fight on my phone. I was absolutely loving it.
I actually thought Cage Warriors was the best out of the three. It was really good. Bellator was, I didn't even see Bellator. Because they fuck up the timings on Bellator.
It's weird.
It's really weird. Strange.
There was a couple of good fights that but I couldn't tell you any of the names. I watched what's the main event? It was Edwards.
Fabian Edwards, Leon Edwards' brother. I hope no one's listening to this for vital MMA information. Nah. I can't tell you any of their names, but
because I was too busy trying to watch it, them all go, and normally when it's a good fight, you just automatically remember who it was, but because I was watching two fights at once, my head was all out of place, but it was good fun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I thought Cage Warriors was awesome. I think Mason Jones is going to get a fight and Fight Island in the next few weeks also.
Did
you see the height difference? Did you see the height difference between him and Adam Proctor? Holy shit.
There's actually a funny video that I actually took because obviously me and you socially distanced and watched this fight together. No, actually, it was before we had to socially distance. And then me and you were watching it, and it kind of got ropey because when he dropped him to begin with, and I was like, it's got to get stopped, it's got to get stopped. And we were like on the edge of the seats. And then Proctor landed, I'm pretty sure he landed a couple of decent jabs, and he kept him on the outside in that. Just the size difference was absolutely wild. And I was like, Mason's got to hit a bit of bother trying to get in on this guy. And I was getting a bit concerned. I was like, fuck me, he's went up on weight, and this guy's a lot bigger, he's a lot longer. Mason just came and managed to get on the inside of him, and he absolutely pounded him. And the video that I've got of you jumping up and absolute excitement was hilarious.
I've not felt like that since the Stevie Ray fight.
I actually sent it to him and he was laughing at
really?
It on Instagram. He replied to it, laughing. So I think he's absolutely inundated with people messaging him. I've noticed.
Yeah, he will be. I see his followings grew by a few thousand already just over the last few weeks. I hope he never fights at welterweight again. I think he should stick to lightweight or even featherweight. But yeah, Cage Warrior was really good. There was another guy called Ian Garry who was class. The Irish boy, he's looking really good. They've got some absolutely killers in Cage Warriors.
See, when you actually look at Cage Warriors and what the people do that comes through Cage Warriors, it's an amazing organization for people starting. I wouldn't even say starting their career, because it's the guys that are fighting there are fighting at a real high level. It's the fights that I watched there were just as good as the main events that I've seen in UFC, the whole crowd that I've seen for the UFC. The guys are so hungry, game as fuck, and they just swing leather, man. Swing leather.
Totally. Did you watch the full card from the UFC at the weekend? I just watched it today, as I said.
I'd
at least catch most of it.
I caught most of it on the Sunday morning, but because obviously we've been drinking on the Saturday, I was a wee bit frigging like dozing in and out.
Yeah, that's why I watched it today, just back so I could. But the Kai Kara France fight was unreal.
Fight of the year, potentially fight of the year for me. Like,
so he knocked the boy down. The boy fell down, hit him with a spinning back fist, dropped him.
Was it not the elbow? Went and like one round and caught him with the elbow and knocked him down. that was wild.
He's really good, actually. That Brandon Royval. And his nickname's Raw Dog. That's his name.
Talking about Raw Dog, who just ordered a hoodie. This guy.
Oh, has it not came yet?
Nah,
I thought you were going to be wearing it.
Nah, if I had it, I'd have been trying to make you jealous by putting it on. But nah, I got myself a Raw Dog hoodie when it released on Monday night.
Hope it doesn't fight you, because you've lost so much weight and then you have to give it to me. You'll be happy to know I was 185 pounds today. I was 173 last week, so I managed to, you lost 15 pounds and I've fucking put 12 pounds in a week.
That's wild. One weekend of drinking for you did you wonders, eh? You blew up like nobody's business.
I know. I said I was going to go for a 5K every day of October. It's the 1st of October and I don't need to go for a 5K already. I made a deal with Ashley that she didn't have to run 5K because she's doing it with me. She didn't have to do it if she tidied the house upstairs, because that clothes situation is stressing me out.
Just try to get yourself all set up with it.
Got too much clothes. I'm like a woman. I know that seems very stereotypical.
You're worse than a woman.
Yeah, I would agree.
I've never seen somebody that just buys clothes just to buy clothes, even though you didn't. Some of the clothes still have tags on them that you buy.
Oh, that's just a little tag on it. I was going to say, I also watched the Brad Riddell fight. That was class. He's Adesanya's teammate. And Adesanya, on his post-fight interview, said it's bullshit that Shane Young, because his guy missed weight by quite a bit.
Yeah.
Like 5 pounds. So I thought it was quite cool, Adesanya, actually. It was his time to shine, and he actually was actually speaking out on behalf of his mate.
He was saying that fighters should lose 90% of their purse if they miss weight.
I agree, because I was working out today, like, so you lose 30%, but if you win, you double your money, so you're getting 50% more. But you're only losing 30%, so you're actually gaining 20%. So you may as well go in overweight and then if you win, you've made 20% more than you would have if you
do. You lose 30% of the half that you get as well, though?
No. Just
they're real, isn't they? Aye.
Exactly. The rules are so corrupt. But Brad Riddell looked really good. The guy who's versed him was good as well.
Yeah.
But that Ludovic Klein, the guy that knocked out Shane Young, I watched it back. It was a head kick. He jabbed, head kick, and then caught him a back fist. It was really, really good to watch. He looks really good, actually.
I heard a lot of people kind of basically slagging off the card, kind of saying that the only real thing worth watching on the card is the two title fights. But I was quite impressed with a lot of the fights. I thought the women's fight was a wee bit of a snooze fest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite annoying because it sounds a little sexist when you say stuff like that. But then it's like, I don't know. It just annoys me when you can watch a lot of the women's fight, because you get a fight like the Zhang Weili Joanna fight. Fights I've ever seen, but then there's so few and far between. It's totally annoying, I think. And then your Valentina Shevchenko, she's so dominating. And same way, obviously, Amanda Nunes. So there really isn't very much to kind of. They need a Ronda Rousey type thing for women's MMA again in the UFC, I think.
Can you see what I'm seeing just now?
Yeah.
So for the audio listeners watching the Shane Young knockout, or being knocked out, sorry, by Ludovic Klein, who was actually came in 5 pounds over. And this video is going to be very disappointing if it doesn't actually show you the knockout. I think it will. It wasn't that clear on the video. I'll send you it after, but it was a pretty cool.
Yeah, nice.
Trying to think of another standout. Diego Sanchez. Did you see that when he did the game bread Masvidal thing where he put his hands behind his back? Tried to go a flying knee and got collected by left hook.
I seen a caption basically saying when you ask for a McDonald's and mum tells you you've got McDonald's at home. His body was absolute. What the fuck? He told her barrel body.
No fat shaming, Chris. I'm now 13 pounds heavier here. So
his body was. I was odd as anything, man. Remember I showed you the thing with the Matt Serra and his coach.
Oh, that was amazing. I wish we could play that. That was great. The Joshua Fabia thing.
Yeah.
Matt Serra gets really wound up and just tells him to fuck off, basically.
On Dana White looking for a fight, Matt Serra's coach, what's the guy's coach called?
Joshua Fabia. School of Awareness, Self-Awareness. Yep.
So he walked up to Matt Serra while Matt Serra was eating his breakfast, and Dean Thomas actually filmed him. And the guy was like, you came my name and you're disrespecting me and everything like that. And Matt Serra just ripped him a new one. He was just like, I don't think you're very good. he was so blunt with it as well. He's like,
you won't even say my name. He's like, I don't even know your fucking name. That was good. I'm trying to look at other fights on the card. Jake Matthews actually was really good against Diego Sanchez. And they were giving him a bit of stick because he didn't finish him. But if you're destroying the boy for 3 rounds, like, finish him or not finish him, does it really matter? Like, he nearly finished him. Like, he's still winning dominantly.
Yeah, I know, but I think when you've seen Diego Sanchez, you kind of thought, like, you really should have. But Diego Sanchez is still a dog. He's still got a chin on him and whatnot, but it's just the guy needs to hang up his gloves. You seen the whole thing? McGregor basically saying that he was looking to fight Sanchez and all the rest of it.
Yeah, McGregor would finish him in about 20 seconds. I would even like to see that. But yeah, I think that Brandon Royval that was against Kaikar France, he's looking really good. That's only his second fight in the UFC. He's ranked. He just beat Kaikar France, who's ranked, I think he was 7th or something.
I think there is only 10 fighters in that weight category, so Corey.
Yeah, there's 17. He does actually look the real deal, though. Watch it back. What about the Dominic Reyes versus Big Jan?
Dominic Reyes didn't show up, I don't think.
No, he didn't.
I fell asleep watching the fight. The first round, I actually fell asleep, like, obviously, because we'd been up quite late and whatnot, and I was like total keen to watch it and all the rest of it, and I fell asleep. Watching the first round was so slow, and then I kind of woke up, and then I'd seen that he'd got his cunt kicked, so then I rewound it and then started again.
So something like 4 years ago, Jan Blachowicz got beat by Zach Cummings, who's ranked like 42nd or something like that, ridiculous. So no one would ever envisaged him being like heavyweight champion, but he's killing it.
Yeah. I seen his return to the airport back in Poland, and he had a total hero's welcome. You should have seen it. It was just like massive, like loads and loads of people. Just
all
and everything. I was pretty smart. I was like, well, take it they didn't take COVID, coronavirus seriously out there. Israel Adesanya spent a day like 2 weeks in freaking complete self-isolation and all the rest of his whole team.
What happened with Adesanya after that? And they had an altercation with Eric Albarsin, the coach. I don't know exactly what happened, but apparently there's a lot of people saying he's getting a bit too big for his boots.
Costa, he
did smoke him, to be fair, but I don't know. Costa didn't look at the races, and maybe Adesanya's just that fucking good.
As another one, did Costa show up, or is it just the fact that Taylor made for the kind of like Adesanya's? So I watched at the very start of the fight, Adesanya was like, "Let's see who's skinny now, boy," or something like that. I was like, "Oh shit." That was pretty cool. And then people were obviously all going in on him for kind of dry humping him after it and all the rest of it and stuff like that. Disrespectful? I think so. I mean,
dry humping him, but what do you mean by that? I didn't actually see that part.
So basically, when he had him on his back and I think he finished him type thing, or he was on top. Dropping elbows and punches, and then I think the ref kind of pushed him off him, but when he pushed him off him, he turned over on his kind of on all fours, and Adesanya kind of stood up and pretended to hump him a couple of times, and the ref pushed him away.
Oh, everybody's
kind of giving him shit for that.
They don't like each other, they're bitter. I think it's quite.
I didn't like seeing fighters total gone mental and celebrating and giving fighters shit if they've proper sparked them out until such times as you can that the other fighter's okay.
He's viciously knocked out.
I really don't like that, because then you're always a wee bit concerned, is the fighter actually all right? But I wasn't like he'd starched him or anything like that. The ref kind of pushed him off him, so I don't know. I think talk shit, get banged. Michael Bisbin, he was kind of well known for kind of not letting things drop after he won type thing. He was still beating people shit type thing.
Yeah, he's still Luke Rockhold and Yoel Romero.
But I just think it's the build up to the fight and probably talking shit about him. But I didn't think Costa had actually said very much. Here we've got Peeping Jesus moving in the back there.
Jesus.
but then he did go over to his coaches and kind of, I think that's a bit too far. It's as you say, people are saying he's kind of getting a bit too big for his boots. Well, he is a champion, so he's filling the boots that he's walking in, I guess. But
yeah,
I don't really think I like to kind of see a wee bit of respect between fighters after it's one of the ones where build up a fight. Conor McGregor, to be fair, win, lose, draw, his attitude when he does talk a lot of shit, but I always kind of respect the fact that after he kind of wins or loses, he kind of goes out and shakes at people's hand and things like that. And I just, I think, end of the day, you've got to get and punch a guy and kick the guy in the face and as much as you wanted in that time until the fight was stopped. You should really be able to walk away from it then and kind of shake hands and be done with it.
I do think Adesanya's cool, though. He called out Costa, he called out Yoel Romero. He wants to fight these guys, these beasts that no one would ever call out. Do you know what I mean? He believes in his ability that much. And I think next fight, it's either going to be Jared Cannonier or Jack Hermanson. I think it's going to be one of the two.
You've got Jared Cannonier, who's asked for. I can't believe he used to fight at light
heavyweight. It was huge. He's lean now.
But apparently he's still got that power from that heavyweight almost that heavyweight power, which is. But then again, you just feel as though
it's the crystals.
Somebody that's also tailor made to Adesanya again. Somebody that's got to walk forward and he's got to be able to tee off on him. And
I
didn't see anybody in that weight category getting Adesanya any hassle. Who's got to get him hassle? His takedown defense is something 90%.
Yeah, it's class. Hermanson's jiu-jitsu is class. That we've seen him against David Branch.
Yeah,
but I would like to see that fight.
I think Manson would be a much more interesting fight than
I agree. I think Hermanson could beat Till as well.
Hermanson,
that's fifth of December. That fight is. I'm just looking at it here, so I've been thinking of fights to make. So we've got Adesanya versus Hermanson or Cannonier. Dom Riaz, what do you do with him now? I think you put him against Jiří Procházka. You know, the guy that's pretty new.
Yeah, that's sixth. I would probably put
or Vulcan
Reyes against the Glover thingy fight, the loser of that fight, the Glover.
Loser. I thought you were gonna say the winner. I was like, that's not very fucking fair. You're in that massive fight and you get the loser.
Nah, I think that'd be a pretty good fight because it's Glover Teixeira versus what's his name again? The guy with the hammer,
Thiago Santos.
So bad for names right now, man.
So we've seen Santos versus Jan.
Jan.
We've seen how that ended. He fucking put him flat on his face.
I think
Anthony Smith might go against Riaz as well.
Anthony Smith didn't look great in his last few hours.
No, nah, he's not at all, to be honest. So I was thinking this matchup, Woodley versus Diego Sanchez. I think that's a great matchup. I think they're both at the twilight years of their career. I think Woodley wants a send off.
I mean,
Sanchez. I think that'd be a good fight.
I think it'd be a shite fight. I think Woodley would it'd be a fight where Woodley would actually have some confidence going into it. And he'd probably walk out looking like fight like the way that everybody's kind of expected him to fight.
I don't think it'd be an exciting fight. I just think it would be a smart fight to make for both of them because don't put it against killers because it's just not working. Although Sanchez is someone like 3-4 in his last four fights, like won three of them.
Yeah, nah, wouldn't it be interesting watching Woodley versus to be fair, I just think the pair of them should have retired. I think they should both retire.
I agree.
Give them somebody kind of up and coming so that it's basically they've kind of got that notch under their belt. Just use
Chimaev.
That would be a good fight, but I don't think. You'd be signing the guy's death warrant.
Yeah, I want to see Chimaev versus Marvin Vettori.
That would be an awesome fight.
I think that'd be a good fight. I think they should make Vittorio would take it. He's a game motherfucker as well.
Oh, he's a beast. That's probably your best suggestion so far.
I think that would be a good fight. Just looking at the rankings just now to see you've got Moraes versus Sandhagen coming up. That's a good fight in itself.
Did you see that Jan called out DC?
Jan Blake.
Aye, called out DC. He was like,
did he not call it John Jones?
I think
it was Jones.
He also called it DC. Yeah, 100%. He said something like, because obviously DC then commentating and the stuff with Ariel Helwani. He said something like, "Oh, you've got enough to say about yourself, DC. If you think I'm such an easy fight, why do you not come back and fight me or something?" I'm like, the guy is literally then like, I didn't see you frigging shouting at you on like John Anik or Joe Rogan or something. The guy's a commentator and he's literally he's retired. Shut up. I think he was just looking for a name that would actually be interesting and want people to tune in for.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
Just looking at the rankings. So Marvin Vettori is number 14. I want to see Edmund Shabazian back in there.
Yeah. Although his last fight, who did he lose to?
Did he lose his last fight? Yes, he did. He lost to Derek Brunson.
And it was because I lost money on that. But Derek Brunson looked like a beast in that fight, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't usually. The fights I've seen him previously looks pretty bad, so.
I know. I'm
surprised by that one. I'm jumping about here a little bit, but I think Costa should go up in weight. Go up to 205.
I don't think so.
So depleted at that.
I know, but I don't think he's quite small. I mean, he's jacked to his tits, fucking that way. But I think his height and his reach and big thing is his volume power punches. But you put him in that mix, then he's just the same as an average Joe, I guess. Like, I don't think he would do very well. He certainly wouldn't be a title contender at 205, I don't think.
Paul Craig's moved up to number 14 in the rankings. Obviously, someone's retired. That's the best way to go up in the rankings, by somebody fucking getting out of them. But yeah, I'm just going to kind of go through this weekend's card. Main event is Irene Aldana versus Holly Holm. It's one of these cards, again, on paper, that doesn't look great.
Oh, sorry, that was...
But an actual fact. So just going through the prelims. Carlos Condit is on the prelims. I'll share my screen with you so you can see. Can you see what I'm seeing?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got Carlos Condit on the prelims against Colt McGee, which should be a good fight.
Yeah.
Carlos Condit is definitely on his way. His twilight years of his career. I think he's lost his last few. The guy above Kyler Phillips, he came from the Ultimate Fighter. He didn't have hair like that back then, but he was really good.
You got a good hair envy.
Matrix, I'm sure his nickname is. But yeah, this is a good fight.
None. UFC is really bad for that. You'd think they'd have someone that would literally update this type of stuff, huh?
Oh, their website's shit. The website's really shit. It's hard though, because these guys are fighting in Abu Dhabi at 6 in the morning. Do you know what I mean? Like,
do you think what you think that? Surely, but then they're there for how many weeks before it? A week or 2 weeks?
It's only a week. I think it's like five or 6 days. It's not long.
Nah, so they must be time acclimatized, I suppose.
Yeah, like, it must be really difficult.
I've never had jet lag or anything like that before, but. Yeah, I thought it takes you normally a couple of days to get over, like at least get over jet lag.
So. Definitely, especially America to Abu Dhabi. That's a long haul flight. So you've got Jermaine Durandamy fighting Juliana Pena. I like watching Durandamy. Her kickboxing's class. She's so tall, so long, and she actually fought quite well against Amanda Nunes last time out.
And Nunez just knew, like, she was just, like, kind of losing standing, so she just wrestled her down, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's not going to stand and bang if there's a chance of losing. Changed up and...
I don't know if you've seen the video I posted earlier of Jordan Castro, that right hand, the right hook against the Kiwi guy.
He's a big man.
What's his name again? Junior Taffer. That was his, but he's huge. He's not in the best shape ever. These big guys. Irene Aldana in the main event. See, who was she fighting last time? Caitlin Vieira, and she knocked her out. I feel like Holly Holm's been around forever. I feel like she's fought everybody twice. I don't know how many times Holly Holm's fought for the belt. I wonder if she'll get a title fight if she wins this. So yeah, it's a pretty decent card. I think it could turn out to be okay.
It's one of the ones we'll be watching it regardless.
There's quite a lot of fights in it. Four. Yeah, there's about 12 fights. I've actually quite enjoyed watching the really early ones as well.
Yeah.
Because these guys have more to gain. So sometimes it's their first fight in the UFC. So, pronunciation of the week, Chris. This name that I'm pointing to just now. No. This one.
That's Loma Lukabunimi.
Sorry, can you repeat that just a little bit clearer?
Loma Lukabunimi.
Not bad. Five out of ten.
How?
It sounds quite Scottish. Loma Lukabunimi.
I'll bring you the news.
There's some crackers on this card actually for names. Healy Alateng.
Wait, go back then. Check, I think it was the guy on the right there just above it.
2 seconds.
No, no, there. The woman, the girl just above it. How would you say this one? The one that Luca Bunimi is fighting.
Genu Free. That's easy. I've got quite a few friends with a similar name.
Aye.
I like Chris. Like Chris and Stuart. Bellator this weekend. Bellator tonight.
Bellator tonight. Chris Duncan.
Chris Duncan's. What time is it at? What channel is it on? It's on Channel 5.
It's Channel 5. He's on the main event now because someone's pulled out.
He is the main event?
No, he's on the main event. He's on the main, card, sorry. He was on... It's my 5. What the fuck am I doing? I'm sitting here talking to you about it and it's...
And it's on right now, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Fucking idiot.
Poor fans.
We could have almost done a fight companion, Corey.
I know. Because we only know one of the fighters on the cards, so it'd be pretty...
We're going places.
Are you trying to get it up?
Trying. I'm sure...
I think it's on just now. The way Bellator's organised, this is so bad.
They're absolutely horrendous, mate. They're absolutely horrendous at advertising.
Yeah, it's not great at all, but you've obviously got Cal Eleanor this weekend.
Yep.
Against James Gallagher on Saturday.
That'll be
really good, actually. I'm excited for
that. Cal is so shredded. That is ridiculously how shredded that
was. Trying to see if there's any other notable names on the card.
I think it's got to be some... That's got to be Brian.
Crosby. He's one of Conor McGregor's friends. Charlie Ward, he's also one of McGregor's friends. You've got the whole Irish contingent on that card. It's actually quite a good card.
Yeah. Just as you say, it's quite annoying the way that...
Can't hear you anymore.
You can't hear
something
me?
Something stopped working.
I've not touched anything. Can you hear me okay?
You fucked the job here, Christopher.
I've not touched nothing, man.
This will be an interesting listen for anybody listening. Like, nice and zen. Just some silence.
I don't think it's ever going to be bad if people can't hear me.
For those who are listening over audio, Chris is stressing out because he has no idea how to work technology.
It's not me.
He just fits bulbs, changes lights, and robs old grannies. Are you planning on...
I reckon if you can hear me or not.
Williamson? Have you got your microphone connected?
My mic's not being touched.
Just pull it out and just talk to the machine.
I've tried that.
You can obviously hear me. This is going to be a good podcast. Just me talking away. Just absolute nonsense.
Nay, mic. I don't know.
I can ban you from the studio.
The host has unmuted your mic.
I'm not really sure what to do here. Oh, your message may say I've not changed anything. Well. So, yeah, looking forward to Bellator. Yeah, she nodded on along, Chris. You're looking forward to it on the TV. Maybe, do you know any sign language? Maybe that would get over the audio issues we're currently having. Oh well, we've managed 34 minutes. And we've got some pussy on the screen. Now we've got a cowboy hat. 35 minutes of absolute drivel. I will try and end the broadcast and see if that works. back in a minimal. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry for the technical difficulties. I mean, I don't know why I'm apologising, because I'm assuming they were on your side.
Definitely not. I didn't touch my screen. I didn't even touch my fucking computer.
Not entirely sure. This is probably easier anyway, because you can cut it into segments. But I'm just not sure the audio quality will be the same.
Mine's is just over, obviously, the iPhone. That's all I've got in just now.
It probably sounds all right, to be fair. I mean, for all the audio listeners, apologies, you just had 5 minutes of me rambling on absolute garbage with no response. For those who could actually see the video, you were doing some rude gestures. That was about it.
Pretty much. Showed you my pussy.
I'm just looking at this Chris Duncan fight just now. He's fighting at £160.
That's £22 lighter than I am right now.
Jesus. And he's ripped.
Aye.
Obviously not saying you're not, Chris.
Thanks, man. I mean, I was taking that to heart there.
Have you seen the main card of this Bellator event? Kate Jackson versus Denise Kielholz.
I kind of went through the whole thing not long ago.
Never heard of him, a puff. I've never heard of any of these fighters. And I'm just showing my lack of knowledge here. Either that or they're showing their lack of fucking ability to put on a good card.
It's a bit odd. It's a bit odd the way that it was. Bellator just seems so strange to me. Like, the way that they promote stuff, they're miles behind UFC. It's almost like they rely on the fighters to have a good following and them to share it enough that people want to tune in and watch them fight, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Rather than like, obviously, the UFC tries to promote the card, they try and make it so the promoters and the fighters promote themselves, which just is a strange business setup to me, because surely you want to get people interested in the whole thing so that they would want to watch the whole card, getting their eyes on the whole show, rather than us kind of going like, oh, Chris is on at friggin' 10 o'clock tonight, so I'll do this, and this, and then I'll come on, I'll make sure I'm on Channel 5 for 10.
To be honest, I can't even find out where to watch half the Bellator cards.
Yeah, that's
some of it's on YouTube, and then fuck knows where the rest of it is.
But they do put it on Channel 5. That's what I'm saying.
I'm on TV catch up just now, and it's not on it.
Well, apparently the prelims are on YouTube. At 6 PM.
Either way, it's pretty poor.
Aye, the fact that the pair of us that actually tend to watch all the shit of the day when it comes to MMA kind of find it after bat.
I know. I'm fully on board with Cage Warriors these days. I think it's a great promotion.
Yep.
I don't know when the next one is. I thought the way they did it as well. They had three cards over the weekend. They had five title fights. I just thought it was a really good setup. And I like the guy, Graham Boylan, who runs the promotion.
Well, remember, you said it was you that told me, I think, was it the first fight? The first night, it was all first round slippages or something?
Yeah, that was on the Friday. It was our submissions.
So the prelims started at 6, so on YouTube.
Bellator, I've just found it on Sky Go. It is on just now. Watch on computer.
What a shit show this podcast has been.
Yeah, I know. Next week will be a lot better.
For sure. It's just, this is quite annoying.
Yeah, I know.
I find it very annoying because if they had made it simple, it would be easier to watch. But
yeah, I know. I'll try and get the Bellator up and send you. I'll find a link to it. Obviously not illegally streaming it, because I would never do that. I would use my own Sky Go account because I'm a tight bastard.
And then I'd watch it after that.
All sharing the one account.
Fuck's sake, yeah. Cool. Well, I shall let you go, man. We'll get on it this weekend.
Try.
From a technical point of view, a knowledge point of view, and just a general fucking not being a shit show. No worries, man.
Right, perfect. Right. Cheers, dude.
Right.
Plumper day. I'm going to go and I'm going to kind of try and get ready so I can watch Chris's fight.
Yeah, yeah. Likewise. I'll give you a text. Give it if I can get it working.
Awesome. Cheers, lad.
No worries. Cheers for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening. Sorry about them. How bad this has went. Stick with us.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye. You know, man.